Anyway, I'm Shepherd, and I want to say first, welcome home.
Thank you.
Since DC is your home.
Yes.
And so after the movie Baby Boy, that's mm-hmm. when I started following you.
Mm-hmm.
And even we named our dog Jody.
That's great.
And then, so now for you, it's like it's almost been a whirlwind. You've been doing a whole lot. I looked at your bio. You've been doing a lot.
A lot.
And so how often do you get to come home? And when you do, what is it you feel you must do, must have, or where you must go?
Well, I usually get home either Christmas, every Christmas, or if it's not Christmas, then it's summer. So it's either or sometimes both. And, you know, usually when I come home, you know, once upon a time, you know, I'm vegan now. So once upon a time, I would go to, you know, I had to do the Ben's Chili Bowl, the Wharf. I would definitely, if it's the summertime, I'm stopping down by the Wharf, pick up a half a bushel of crab mm-hmm. on my seafood.
Have you been down there since you've been?
I haven't been down here. Mm-hmm. I hear it's
different.
Very different. Mm-hmm. It's not like how
nothing
I used
like.
To. I don't know now. So anyway, I'm vegan now, so really it don't even matter. But yeah, so that's definitely a must for me, the crab cakes, crab, you know. But I hear, like you said, the Wharf isn't the same.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
So in the movie What Men Want, mm-hmm. I did get to see the premiere the other night. And your character was absolutely hilarious and serious when necessary. When did you realize you were funny?
I always knew I was funny. I was a funny kid. I was baby magic. I loved to entertain. I always was very witty. I was drawn to comedy as a kid. I watched everything, every show you could imagine. That was Jack Tripper, Three's Company. I watched you know, Carol Burnett's show, Lucille Ball. I watched Sonny and Cher, Flip Wilson. I mean, his shows were like reruns because I was young. But anything comedy, I was there for it. I talked my dad into taking me to see Richard Pryor live on Sunset Strip when I was 9 years old. I watched anything with Richard Pryor, and I saw him go from serious to funny in the Mac. You know what I mean? And I was just drawn to it. I love the physical comedy with Jack Tripper and Three's Company and with, you know, Lucille Ball, Lucy. And also, what's the one that, Dick Van Dyke, he was very physical in his comedy. I used to watch those reruns, Daddy, Dad, something. Remember that Dick Van Dyke show? Y'all too young. it was black and white. It was a Dick Van Dyke show, and it was something about him being a father, a working father. He was very comedic with his movement.
Yeah, I gotta look it up.
Yeah, he was a comedic, but he was very physical in his comedy. So I was just drawn to anything funny.
Could you see yourself doing stand up comedy?
Yeah, I think had I never pursued and studied acting the way and did as diligently as I did, I probably would have gone the route of a comedic stand-up. But that's a hard road. I mean, you know, you're doing clubs, and I became a mother and young. I had time for that. I mm-hmm. got to make some money. mm-hmm. But I could. I mean, that's something I wouldn't mind. It's more. Tracy said he going to take me on the road, throw me up on the stage, and say, Taraji, you don't need no maturity. You just got to get up there.
I'm like him. What do you feel, what would you say makes you the sought actress that you are today, that we all love to see?
I think people, you know, I have amassed an audience from young and old. And I think that's because my fans trust me. They know that, you know, they know I put in 100,000% into my performances, and they trust that they will get their money's worth. No matter how bad the script is, they know if Taraji P. Henson and she gonna make me feel something, you know, and mm-hmm. they show up.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up no matter what. No matter if I have the studio behind me or not, they show up. Mm-hmm. My fans show up. And they really show up when the studio is behind me, and then I garner more fans, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, we had bus trips planned to this movie.
I love it.
Church
Thank
and
you.
Girl groups, all of that.
Thank
so,
you.
In the movie, you encountered the psychic Erica Badu. I forgot what her character name was.
Sister,
that's mm-hmm. it. So, in real life, have you ever gone to a psychic?
No, I just, you know, I don't fall for stuff like that. I'm like, it's hard for me to believe in stuff like that with the internet now. Because you literally, everybody's on Facebook. So, you can find out my birth. You can find out my birthday, who my dad's name, my favorite color. You can find it all mm-hmm. out. You know, so I don't, you know, maybe if you took me to some other country in the bush somewhere with somebody who don't have internet, I might be like, okay. Right. I'm from the hood, baby. You know, life is rough, so I don't believe in all the magical, ain't no magic or no mystique get me the way I am, so shit.
Right. Okay, how was it working with Erica, with Miss
Oh,
Nadu?
It was amazing working with her. I think people don't realize that she went to school for performing arts, so she studied acting. So I knew, when I read the script, I said, this is Erica. Y'all need to just go on and hire her. Make your job easy. Like, you know, I knew she knew how to improv, because mm-hmm. that's what they teach you when you study acting, you know. And I knew she knew how to fill in the blanks and make it hers, and that's exactly what she did.
It's a good movie. Okay, what real life advice would you give to men or women seeking a committed relationship?
Be yourself. Be yourself from day one. Show up as yourself. Don't send your best representative. Show up as yourself. Girl, if you wear a wig, let them know, child, it's wig. But you know, just be real, be honest. Man, if you still living at home with your mama, be honest. Like, show up and tell the truth and put the truth on the table. And let's be adults and make adult decisions. But, you know, when you get into the game plan and all of that, I don't need to read your mind. Just tell me the truth.
Okay, you work real hard at what you do. And based on your bio, it appears that you did what you were determined to do. What advice do you give to aspiring artists?
I mean, whenever you go out on a limb and say you want to be an artist, that's you just got to know all the odds. You are up against all the odds, and 1 in 1 million make it. I mean, you know, that's really, and know that. But know that you have to know why you're doing it. That's not for me to decide. You have to be clear on why you're doing it, and you have to have a big picture, and you can't be deterred. It has to be something that you know this is your passion and this is your mission in life. You know, whatever it is, it could be making doilies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, and in your movies, you have no trouble at all playing a sister girl, in your face, mm-hmm. get it done person, as well as the serious actress, showing us all ranges of your craft. How do you select and prepare for the roles you accept, or are they all you? I mean, some parts of you.
That's a part of me in every character I portray, but if the role doesn't scare me, then I won't do it, because that means then I'm not gonna transform in any way. It's not gonna change me. If I'm not changed or transformed, then the audience won't be. So, you know, I don't like repeating characters. If I felt like I've done something before, I'm like, I've done that before. So that might be somebody else's blessing. And plus, it doesn't scare me. So it has to scare me.
Really?
Or make me uncomfortable.
And then
that's... Because that means I'm judging. So then if I'm judging this person on this page, I will judge them in real life. And so once I stop judging, and if I can bring humanity to a person that could maybe be stereotyped in real life, if I can bring some humanity to this person, maybe the world can see this person in a different light. And that's why representation is important, mm-hmm. right? That's why I play characters that maybe people shy away and be like, ooh, I don't want to play that character because people are going to think this. Well, if you bring humanity to this character that as your job as an actor, then maybe somebody will empathize and not judge her. See, but mm-hmm. if I judge her as the artist, then what you think the audience going to do?
Mm-hmm. Very good. From all you've done, who is the real Taraji?
The real Taraji is just a regular girl from around the way who had dreams. You know, she ain't better than nobody. She went to school. She had a dream. She studied what she did. She stayed prepared. She stayed ready, so she didn't have to get ready when the door opened. And that's how anybody should approach life. It doesn't mean that I'm different or better than anybody. I just took what God gave me, just like he gave it to everybody else, and I used it.
Do you keep in touch with your people here?
Yes. They're going to be all at the screen tonight. Oh, yeah. The whole theater.
I'm done.
Oh, perfect.
Done.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. They wouldn't let me take not one picture. Can I take one with